Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. If all grown men don't cry, okay, I'll take issue with that. Nobody's ever seen me sit through a session of Old Yeller. It's 8:40. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, May 13th. Got a beautiful day going on here, sunshine and 51 degrees. Time to check in Breckenridge School News, as we do every Monday. Superintendent Christy Sullivan out today, but sitting in for Christy, Dean of Students Jordan Christensen, talking with us on the phone this morning. Jordan, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
How are things going over in the land of green and white? Was last week prom? Did I miss that?
So on Saturday, it was our prom.
Okay.
It went very well. It was fun to... I was there helping out a little bit, and it was super fun, and the kids all seemed to have a great time. So it was a busy week for us last week, setting up, getting the prom committee, setting up for that, and just, it was a good week, and it went very well. Our advisors did a great job. It was Liz Sundquist and Ricky Fisher, and it was a fun time.
Good. A smashing success. I'll tell you what, Jordan, what's happening this week? What have you got lined up?
We have a really busy week this week. Today is actually our student showcase night for 5th through 12th grade. So from 5:30 to 8:30, student work will be put on display throughout the high school, and some of the kids will be doing presentations throughout the night. And it's kind of in the place of parent-teacher conferences. Parents and students come in and see what the kids have been doing all of second semester, and it's we're grilling hot dogs, and that's it should be really good. And then both the golf teams are in action today. Girls golf is going to DGF. I believe they play the Meadows in Moorhead. And then boys golf is going to Perm this afternoon.
And when is graduation happening here? We talked about prom. Now we got to talk graduation. That's got to be soon.
So graduation is on Sunday, and it is June 2nd. I think it is a... Hold on, let me... I think it's a 3 p.m. start.
Okay.
Or a 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. It's an afternoon. I don't have a time for you exactly. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine. We can catch up on that next
week.
That
is... It's Sunday, June 2nd, for sure.
Fantastic. Jordan, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
Well, we've got a few other things. Baseball is and softball are both in action on Tuesday. The softball team is playing Wheaton, or Staples Motley and Wheaton. It's like a combo kind of thing. And then baseball has a doubleheader versus Frazee. And then track has their conference tournament on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a 5th through 8th grade band and choir concert at the high school. And then Thursday, we have both the golf teams in action again. I think the boys JV team is going to DGF, and then the girls golf team is going to Perm, and then track is at Minnewaska. And then the last thing on Friday, JV and varsity softball is headed to Park Rapids. And one more thing, Mr. Gold Daddy, who is retiring this year, is going to be opening a time capsule that was created by his math classes from 1999, and it'll be streamed on our Facebook Live page on Friday at 10:15, but it'll be really cool to see what's in that. From, I believe that might be one of his first years of teaching or one of his first classes.
Wow.
In 1999.
What a great event. And you say that will be streamed?
It will be streamed on our Facebook Live at 10:15 on Friday morning.
Fantastic. Jordan, listen, great to talk with you. You have a fantastic week, and we'll catch up again, touch base next Monday, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Jordan Christensen, Dean of Students. It is Breckenridge School News, and we do this, well, for a couple more Mondays yet here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It is time once again for another edition of Point of Law. It is brought to you, as always, by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
If you sell a business, do you have to stick around and show the buyer how to run it? That question arose in the case of the baffled buyer. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Ted Gaffney had a talent for spotting good business opportunities.